So I'm Natalie Demeter. I'm a first-year CSTE Applied EPI Fellow placed with the California Department of Public Health in the Occupational Health Branch. And today I'm going to talk about surveillance of workplace violence injuries among California healthcare workers using workers' compensation claims data. So workplace violence is defined by NIOSH as any act of violence or threat of violence that occurs at the worksite. These episodes of workplace violence occur daily in healthcare settings in the United States. From 2011 to 2013, 3 of every 4 workplace assaults occurred in a healthcare setting. And as a result of a workplace violence injury, healthcare workers are almost 4 times as likely to require time away from work when compared to other types of work-related injuries. These injuries and time away from work represent a significant burden on both the worker and the employer. Rates of workplace violence often correlate with patient contact time, and thus nurses and nurses' aides are often victimized at the highest rates, particularly those in the emergency department and those in psychiatric units. One study found that 46% of nurses reported some type of workplace violence during the past 5 years. Additionally, 82% of ED nurses reported physical assault during the previous year. Among staff in a psychiatric hospital, 70% reported physical assault during the previous year. And in a separate study of home health care workers, 61% reported workplace violence annually. So there are 4 types of workplace violence. Type 1 is violence that was committed by a person who has no legitimate business at a worksite or a stranger. Type 2 is workplace violence directed at employees by customers, clients, patients, inmates, or visitors. Type 3 is workplace violence directed against an employee by a current or former coworker. And type 4 is workplace violence committed in the workplace by someone who doesn't work there but is known to have personal relations with someone in an employee at the workplace. So in an effort to reduce workplace violence incidents among healthcare workers, CalOSHA recently passed a new workplace violence prevention and healthcare standard in October of last year. And the implementation process of this standard began in April, just this past April, and will be complete in April of 2018. The new standard requires written workplace violence prevention plan, training on that plan, and additional record keeping and reporting requirements, including maintaining a violent incident log. So currently, California has no comprehensive surveillance system for workplace violence, so we explored using our workers' compensation claims data as a data source for workplace violence surveillance. As I describe how we used our workers' comp data to look at workplace violence among healthcare workers, I will use CDC's guidelines for evaluating public health surveillance systems to evaluate using our workers' comp data as a way of surveilling workplace violence among healthcare workers. And I will use a 5-star rating system to score some of these 9 attributes detailed in the guidelines, which are simplicity, flexibility, data quality, acceptability, sensitivity, predictive value positive, representativeness, timeliness, and stability. So the Workers' Compensation Information System, or WCIS, in California is an electronic reporting by claims administrators to help the Department of Industrial Relations oversee the state's workers' compensation system. The system includes coverage of all healthcare employers. So here's our injured worker, and this triggers our claim. The next step includes doctor's first reports and employer's first report of injury. Then we go to our claims administrator, and from there, the first report of occupational illness or injury, or a FROI, are submitted to the Department of Workers' Compensation and then make their way to us at the California Department of Public Health. Some of the data fields, including in WCIS, include employer name, industry and class codes, a free-form text field for occupation description, a free-form text field for injury description, a cause of injury code, and a nature of injury code. Because employers and medical providers are already required to transmit data to WCIS, and the data is collected and managed by the Department of Industrial Relations, 2 strengths of this system are its acceptability and stability. So our first step in finding all of our workplace violence claims among healthcare workers included a very broad search for all healthcare workers, and we searched based on industry code, class code, employer name, occupation description, and injury description, and each of those was a separate query that were then merged. And this search resulted in 877,000 healthcare worker claims. Our next step was to pull out all of our workplace violence claims. So here we use natural language processing of the injury description data field to pull out claims with an injury description that was a result of violence. So claims of keywords such as assault, punch, strangled, aggression, combative were included. And then throughout this iterative process, we matched keywords, and some were included, and then we excluded the others. So for example, we included all cases with the word stabbing, but not cases where stabbing was included in the phrase stabbing pain. We also included all claims with the cause of injury code that indicated that the injury was caused by a patient or a fellow worker, or that the injury was caused by an act of crime. Because each of these injuries required treatment beyond first aid or time away from work beyond the day of the injury, these claims represent, or the representativeness of these claims, are just the tip of the iceberg in terms of all workplace violence injuries among healthcare workers. We also further refined our healthcare worker population to include only those who would be covered under the new California Workplace Violence Standard. And our final population includes 14,124 healthcare worker claims, and that's between 2007 and 2014. So here's a look at our counts of claims per year between 2007 and 2014. And there does appear to be a slight increase in counts over time, but these are counts, not rates. And then, so similar to national statistics, this population is predominantly female at 63% and is of a working population age, and the majority of our claims coming from those between the ages of 25 and 54. Using a combination of industry code and class code, we tried to determine what types of healthcare facilities our healthcare workers were working at. So 33% of our claims were among hospital workers, and 16% were among those working at skilled nursing facilities. And then, as you notice, up there in our number two spot is the government, which is not really a facility type, but based on industry and class code, that's kind of what we were given. And then employer names for those claims really are typically some of the county names. So these are likely our healthcare workers employed at the county and state-run healthcare facilities, but this is what we have. 45% of our population is nurses, which is also similar to results of other studies. And rounding out the top five occupations in our population, we have occupations with a lot of interaction with patients and other workplace violence risk factors, such as moving patients, like our EMTs and paramedics, or those with contact with agitated or aggressive persons, such as our security. While limited to variables reported in our first reports of injury and illness, our text entry injury description variable did give us the flexibility to categorize the claims by types of violence using keywords and phrases. So as you can see, type 2 violence, or workplace violence directed at employees by patients or clients, represents the largest portion of our claims at 86%. So while our population that I just described is made up of claims from 2007 to 2014, we did pull more recent data to determine the lag time between injury and reporting to the workers' comp. This data was pulled from the system on June 6th of 2016, and as you can see, May 2016 has significantly less cases than the preceding months. And then while the case counts in the spring of 2016 are similar to counts of this from the same time in 2015, we generally assume a lag time of a few months for workers' comp data. We also assessed the predictive value positive of our workplace violence definition, which meant that I got to look through 10% of our claims, so about 1,400 of those, and I got to read through the injury description of them and see how they met with our definition. And we found that 96.5 actually met the definition, and 3.5 were either did not meet the definition or did not contain enough information in that injury description field to determine. So in summary, some of the strengths of using workers' compensation claims data to surveil workplace violence among healthcare workers include that the surveillance infrastructure is stable and already in place, there's great acceptability as employers are required to report worker injuries, good timeliness and good predictive value positive of our workplace violence definition, and then the limitations include that we're limited to the data quality and variables in the data shared with us, limiting our flexibility in pulling out data on workplace violence risk factors, and that these workers' comp data only represent those workplace violence injuries with time away from work or treatment beyond first aid. Our next steps include trying to figure out the best method to calculate rates for this population to compare changes over time and between occupational groups, and then also once the new standard is fully implemented, to use the data from the new reporting and recording requirements to expand on this analysis and to continue to examine trends and risk factors of workplace violence as healthcare workers continue to be at an increased risk for workplace violence. Thank you.